excuse the background noise. I'm in the car and I'm not sure whether it's being recorded from the microphone of Bluetooth or from the car or from the phone itself, so it's a bit weird. I was watching a movie last night. A bit strange. Kind of a dark sci-fi-ish, thriller-ish kind of ish thing called The Signal. It was a Sundance movie and it's one that it was all right. I could watch it. I have to be have an interest. It has to hook me in within first sort of 15 to 20 minutes, otherwise I'll just turn it off, because if there's nothing to grab you in that time, I'd rather go watch something else than wait for an hour before it gets interesting. And I'm pretty vain that way. But it's kind of about three kids that are from MIT, and they're all pretty smart, obviously. But they're some hackers taunting them, and they track him down, and they find his IP address hidden in something or other, and then they start going to see him. So they have this road trip that means they get there at some stupid hour of the night. You know, it's like 2 a.m. or something. It's pitch black. And it turns out that it's this run-down shack. And the next minute, there's these screams and this bright white light. And he comes round, one of them comes round, strapped in a wheelchair, groggy, not knowing where he is. And he's in some kind of lab. It's a bit weird. It's got Lawrence Fishburne in. I can never remember. The Signal on Netflix. Because I couldn't sleep last night, so I just had a basic, let's go on Netflix, and I'll watch the first thing that I find. And that was the first thing unsuggested for you. I didn't watch the next thing unsuggested for you because it said because I'd watched The Winter Soldier, I should watch Frozen. No, that's just not going to happen. And where he got that from, I'll never know. It's some weird algorithm on Netflix. That's a bit screwed. But yeah, The Signal, a Sundance movie. Go watch it.